The epistle for the second Sunday after Easter is taken from the first epistle of St. Peter, chapter 2. Dearly beloved, Christ suffered for us, leaving you an example that you should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, did not revile, when he suffered, he threatened not, but delivered himself to him that judged him unjustly, who his own self bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live to justice, by whose stripes you were healed. For you were as sheep going astray, but you are now converted to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. In the Holy Gospel, it is taken from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 10. At that time Jesus said to the Pharisees, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. But the hireling, and he that is not the shepherd, whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep, and flieth, and the wolf catcheth and scattereth the sheep, and the hireling flieth because he is a hireling, and he hath no care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. As the Father knoweth me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep. And other sheep I have that are not of this fold, them also I must bring. And they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. Thus far the words of today's Holy Gospel. I am the good shepherd, and I know mine, and mine know me. And I lay down my life for my sheep. Words taken from today's gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. My dear friends, some years ago in a popular magazine, I believe it was the Reader's Digest, there was a certain writer who published an account of his travels throughout the Holy Land. In the course of the article, the writer had been describing the various places he had been, the various things he had seen. And as he was traveling between Jerusalem and some city in the north of Palestine, he was going through the fields and the foothills, he stopped to observe what he quoted was a quite striking event. For he noticed that four shepherds and their flocks of sheep were all gathering in a particular place on the hillside. It was around noontime, and the shepherds were coming to have their meal and share one another's company. The writer carefully noted that as the shepherds came and sat down together, the four different flocks of sheep also came together and began mingling into one great flock, composed of hundreds and hundreds of sheep. But what really struck him was the shepherds were not concerned that the flocks were mingling together. After they had finished their lunch and had taken their rest, they made their farewells and began to separate. And as they did, the author noted that each shepherd called out to his own flock with the words, "Follow me." And to his amazement, he said, the sheep recognized the voice of their shepherd. And as they did, they began to separate and follow their shepherd. Today is the second Sunday after Easter, my dear people, and we call this Sunday Good Shepherd Sunday. And we call it this because of the gospel. For today, the church proclaims through the gospel this great, consoling, and comforting truth that our divine Savior, Jesus Christ, is the good shepherd. He is the good shepherd of our souls. And as a good shepherd, he knows his flock. and his flock knows him. As the divine good shepherd, he loves, he feeds, he guards his flock. As the good shepherd, he places himself between his flock and the wolf, and the wolf is Satan. And thus does he, the good shepherd, lay down his life to protect his flock, to save his sheep from the ravening wolf, Satan. To really understand and to appreciate this title of good shepherd that our Lord gives to himself, no one gave it to him. He gave it to himself. To understand and appreciate this, you must understand that the human race had rebelled against the Creator. Adam, the head of the human race, disobeyed God's command. He would not serve. He would not follow God. And by his sins, Adam ceased to be the head of the human race. He ceased to be the shepherd of all mankind. To indulge his pride, he set aside the commandment of God. For the false promise of the devil, he gave up his throne. And by this act, he made the prince of darkness the prince of this world. And in doing this, he betrayed his God, and he betrayed all his descendants. Even us were betrayed by Adam. For he was to be the shepherd of the human race. He poisoned the green grass of paradise by his pride and disobedience, and led all men into the fold of Satan. Paradise was thus lost, and all men, all of his descendants, were destined for bodily death and eternal death in hell. The human race was in need of a Savior. It was in need of a shepherd. For nothing less could save man from his sins and shepherd him to eternal life in heaven than a divine shepherd and a divine Savior. St. Louis de Montfort beautifully writes about this when he says in his book, The Love of Eternal Wisdom, seeing that there is nothing in the whole of creation capable of atoning for the sins of man, of satisfying divine justice and appeasing the wrath of God, and nevertheless wishing to save man whom he loves, he, that is the second person of the Blessed Trinity, finds an admirable means of doing so. And then St. Louis de Montfort writes these astounding words, drawn by an unheard of and incomprehensible excess of love. This lovable sovereign prince offers himself in sacrifice to his Father. In order, St. Louis de Montfort says, to stay the divine justice, to calm the divine anger, and to redeem us from the slavery of the devil and the flames of hell. And not only this, my dear friends, but St. Louis de Montfort says, to bring us to eternal life. This is how much God loves us. This is how much the second person of the Blessed Trinity in particular loves us, as it were, that he would give himself in sacrifice to us. As St. Peter says in his epistle for today's Mass, who his own self bore our sins in his body upon the tree, that we, being dead to sin, we should live to justice, by whose stripes you were healed. This is our Good Shepherd, the true and eternal Son of God, who died for our sins and rose from the dead. And from the dawn of Christianity, the now eternally miserable and unhappy devil has not ceased to attack Christ, has not ceased to attack him and deprive us of our one and only Savior. And this he has done most especially by heresy, by error, by lies. Even while St. John the Apostle lived, even as St. John wrote the words of today's Gospel, there were already heresies in the world. That is, there were already men in the world who were denying that our divine Savior was a real person, let alone God. And down through the centuries, various heresies and errors have spawned attacking him. But for us, my dear friends, who truly strive to be good Catholics, our Lord is the Good Shepherd who loves us, he feeds us with the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist, his own body and blood, and he guards our souls by his grace. And we are members of his flock. How we ought to consider that. How we ought to ever recall that we are his. We belong to him. And as sheep hear the voice of their shepherd, who simply says to them, "Follow me," so we too, my dear friends, must strive each day to hear the voice of our divine Good Shepherd, who says to us, "Follow me." And this we must do in a very practical way, by being faithful to our daily prayers, by avoiding the occasions of mortal sin, guarding our thoughts, guarding our words, guarding our deeds, by patiently bearing our crosses, suffering the tribulations and trials that we all must face in some way in the course of our daily lives. And finally, my dear friends, by having confidence in our Good Shepherd, by having confidence in Christ, who loves us so much, who is always willing to forgive everyone, every sinner that repents, and who desires that we love him and follow him by keeping his commandments and by trusting him. Let us always approach him with that confidence, even as we approach his Holy Mother, the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, by daily prayer. For this is what they both long for, that we pray to them, that we go to them. This is what they long for, and this is what the devil dreads the most. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.